KY says.
Sat Sri Akal Sahib, and welcome back to our Satsang podcast with Faithful Youth. We are so excited to continue our Upasana translation journey with you all. Before we start, we would like to make shout-outs to our amazing Faithful Youth team. From scripting to recording to producing, everyone is doing a great job. Your dedication and seva are truly inspirational. So, without further ado, let's get started.
Sat Keval Sahib Keval Youth. My, look at that. We are already on episode 5 of our Guru Mahima translations. What is this time flying, Radhi?
I have no idea, Bhabhi. This is wild. I think we are about to reach our halfway point in this episode.
Yes, I think we are. What, 140 verses, right? So verse 70 will be our half mark. And I think we left off with verse 63 or 64 last time.
We left off with verse 63, which was Eva Guru Charan Tano Je Upasi Sukhe Pada Pame Karta Avinashi.
And this verse was concluding a series of verses that was re-emphasizing how our loyalty and bhakti towards Param Guru are defining in our role as Param Guru's sevak. If we stay true to him, he will always protect us and we will always experience anand.
I feel that, Bhabhi. When I'm doing my upasana and prarthana and connecting to Param Guru, in those moments, I feel so calm and confident. I feel safe.
Yes, me too. Param Guru gives us so much peace and calmness. I don't know what I would do without him.
I'd be a mess all the time.
I cannot imagine that, but I understand how you feel. Okay, but shall we introduce our guests for today's episode? I feel like you and I could go on for days with our Param Guru Satsang.
Oh, for sure. Okay, KY, we got two fresh new voices on our episode for today. Y'all ready for this? Our first guest for today is Mr. Nilay. Nilay is one of our Satsang Committee members, and he is on our podcast team. He works full-time as a software engineer, and he continues to dedicate his time for Param Guruni Bhakti and Seva whenever he is able. Welcome to the episode, Nilay.
Radhi, Bhabhi, I am so excited to be here once again to help translate one part of Param Guru's Upasana. In the process, I get to do satsang with my Guru Behinos. Satsang helps me feel so close to Param Guru. I just feel so at peace.
I completely agree with you, Nilay. I too feel so calm after we do our satsangs or translate a section of our upasana. And I'm sure our next guest feels the same way. Ms. Vishwa, welcome to our episode. Vishwa is one of Chicago Mandir original kiddos. She gives seva on multiple levels at Mandir and also on Sky's committee as she is doing her master's program and working full-time. My, what a busy young lady you are. Welcome to the episode, Vishwa.
Thank you, Bhabhi. I'm so excited to be here. I still remember the first time I had to sing Guru Mahima at Mandir. I was so little, but I just kept turning the pages like, OMG, how long is this? Fast forward to now, as I listen to these Upasana translation episodes, I am starting to understand why our Upasanas are longer. There is just so much knowledge and so much to understand.
I believe we have said this before, but as our Pujya Guruji says, Gagar ma sagar che, meaning in a pot, there is an ocean's worth of information.
Param Guru no Gnyan is just so above and beyond anything else. Every time I think about it, I feel so blessed and fortunate that Param Guru is my Guru.
Truly. Okay, so shall we get started with today's episode? Singers, why don't you start us off with verse 64 and 65?
गुरु ते करता मा नहीं भिन्न भाव निश्चे निज जन तनो एही दाव
प्रीते पीवे पाव गुरु ना पखाली तेनो हृदय शुद्ध थाया अजवाड़ी
ओके वर्स 64 गुरु ते करता मा नहीं भिन्न भाव निश्चय निज जन तनो एही दाव गुरु इज रिफरिंग टू परम गुरु ते मीन्स एंड कर्तामा मीन्स द क्रिएटर केवल कर्ता नहीं भिन्न मीन्स आर नॉट सेपरेट भाव मीन्स डिफरेंसेस निश्चय मीन्स अश्योरेंस निज जन मीन्स परम गुरुस उपासक Tano yehi dava means to challenge you.
So, I remember that in a previous episode, we addressed how there is no difference between Param Guru and Karta. But previously, when Sri Narandashi Maharaj said, Pati Pada Param Guru Ekameka, he actually meant that Param Guru is in constant connection via the Ansh-Anshi relationship to Karta. However, in this verse, Sri Narandashi Maharaj is now also saying that for a true devotee, there is no difference in bhav between Karta and Param Guru.
I remember we used the tiger analogy previously, like how if there are two adult tigers, but one is a mom and one is the offspring, to us, both will look the same and evoke the same response. We won't stand around trying to figure out which is the mom and which is the child.
In a similar manner, for us, there is no difference between Karta and Param Guru. They are the same to us. And Sri Narandashi Maharaj is telling us, please know this truth.
And verse 65. Prite pive pava guru na pakhari. Tenu radai shuddha thaya ajavadi. Prite means with love. Pive means to drink. Pava means charan, feet. Guru na is guru referring to Param Guru and na shows possession. So the combination of these three words, pava, guru, na, means guru's charan, guru's feet. Bakhari means to wash with water. Tenu means theirs. Rudai or radai means their hearts. Shuddha means pure. Thaya means becomes. Ajavadi means to be brightened or enlightened.
So here, Sri Narandashi Maharaj says that of such Param Guru, when you wash his sacred feet and drink the water as prasad, known as charnamrat, with devotion, your heart will become pure and clean.
And to further that, we are also expressing the bhav that our hearts will manifest the gnan that Param Guru brought of Kaivalkarta. Which means, if we take in the knowledge that Param Guru gives us and use it in our daily lives, our hearts will become pure and we will be enlightened with the knowledge of Kaivalkarta.
Yes, nicely explained. Okay, singers, next two verses, please.
Tirath anek tanu phal aave prasadi prite karine je paave
Pooje prita kari guru ji na paaya chaturdash deva pooja phal thaya
Verse
66
तीरथ अनेक तनु फल आवे प्रसादी प्रीते करी ने जे पावे तीरथ तीर्थ धाम referring to a pilgrimage or a very holy spot अनेक means numerous तनु फल its fruits loosely translates to benefits आवे means to attain प्रसादी means प्रसाद So once we offer something to Param Guru or Devi Devtas and then we take it, it becomes prasad to us. Prite karine means with love. Je pave means those who attain.
So here we are acknowledging the power of Param Guru's prasad and ashirvad by simply taking prasad after offering it to Param Guru. If we take that prasad with respect and love, we will attain the benefits or fruits of visiting many different Tirth Dham without even visiting.
Right, and verse 67. Puje Prita Kari Guru Jina Paya Chaturdasha Deva Puja Phara Thaya. Puje means worship or do puja of. Prita Kari means with love and devotion. Guru Jina means Divya Param Gurus. Paya means feet, charan. Chaturdasha Deva means all the devs and devis of the 14 worlds. Puja Phara means the benefit that we get from doing puja or worship. And thaya means get.
So, here, we are saying that whoever does puja or worships Param Guru's charan with love and complete devotion, they will also get all the fruits that one gets from doing pujas of all devs and devis of the 14 worlds. Basically, doing one Param Guru puja and doing Param Guru's devotion gives us more sattvic anand and so much else. It cannot even be compared. Even if we did pujas and devotion to all the other devis and devtas combined, we would not attain this much we would from doing one Param Guru's upasana.
Wild. That is so wild. And yet, so many people still spend so much time and effort trying to do this and that. But it goes back to the point of how if we keep our focus and concentration on one thing, we will be more successful. Multitasking causes us to do each task just okay. In the same way, our bhakti, seva, and devotion should be focused upon one entity, and that should be Param Guru.
Completely agreed. Okay, singers, let's hear our next two verses.
Guru seva manasi suddha karije vitti sanyukta hi dhyana dharije.
Jino suddha guru vishe chhe bhavate ne shira jamatano nahi dava.
Okay, so verse 68. Guru seva manasi shuddha karije vidhi sanyukta hi dhyana dharije. Guru seva means seva of Param Guru. Manasi means mentally. Shuddha means pure. Karije means the one who does. Vidhi means systematically, methodically, meaning with niyam. Sanyuktahi means to do along with. Dhyana dharije means one who imbibes with mental reflection.
We as bhaktos should do seva, puja, smaran, and meditation of Param Guru systematically, meaning with niyam and with a pure heart, meaning no deception in our hearts.
It always comes back to this point, right? We must give our time to Param Guru regularly. Simply going to mandir once every few weeks or joining a satsang here or there, it's not enough. In order to build this relationship, we need to give Param Guru our regular time and love. If we do that, our minds will become more and more pure.
Exactly. And as we will see in verse 69, there are so many benefits when we keep our bhav pure. Jeno shuddha guru vishe che bhava tene shira jama tano nahi dava. Jeno means whoever. Shuddha means pure. Guru, of course, referring to Param Guru. Vishe means towards. Che bhav means has feelings or sentiments towards. 대네 실 means on their head. 점 떠노 means yamrajis. The combination of these two words is showing possession to Yamraj, the deity of death. Nahi dava means cannot govern or be entitled by.
So, whoever has pure intentions and bhav for Barmguru always has this protection over their heads. These anshus will always have Barmguru Nikrupa, which will protect them from all kinds of terrible fates.
Yes, and to further on that point, we are also acknowledging that even Yamraj, the deity of death, cannot come near Paramguru's bhaktos, because Paramguru will make sure that his bhaktos get to Kaival Dham and don't get stuck in some crazy karmic cycle.
Yes, with Paramguru's krupa, if we keep our intentions pure and clean, our sins can be washed away and we can eventually attain Kartapad. Okay, singers, let's go to verse 70 and 71, please.
यथायुक्त सुजे करे गुरु सेवा करता शरणे जाई लहे सुख मेवा
भजन करे गुरु नु चित्त लाई इच्छा मन वंचित ते फल पाई.
Hey, look at that, fam. We are halfway through our Guru Mahima. This is verse 70. Yatha yukta suje kare guru seva karta sharane jai lahe sukha meva. Yatha yukta means as much as, according to a person's capacity. Suje means understands. Kare means does. Guru seva, the seva or service of Paramguru. Remember, selfless service. Karta, referring to Kaival Karta, our creator. Sharne means shelter. Jai means to seek, to go and seek. Lahe means attains. Sukha meva, the fruit of happiness, the prasad of happiness. We encountered meva once before in Guru Stuti, and in that one, meva meant this type of prasad that only Paramguru can give, that he's brought for us.
I really like this verse because it helps reaffirm how Paramguru truly cares about all the anshas and understands everyone's situation. So in this verse, we are saying that those bhaktos who do the seva and bhakti, they are able to, according to their capabilities, will for sure attain his true shelter and experience the eternal, pure bliss of Kaivalkarta's dham.
Exactly, Vishwa. And then let's see what these bhaktos, who do Paramguru's seva and bhakti with pure devotion, obtain. Verse 71.
Bhajan kare guru nu chitta lai, ichha mana vanchita te phala pai. Bhajan kare means does bhajan of, chants and sings hymns of, or does devotion of. Guru nu means Paramgurus. Chitta lai means while repeatedly thinking about, chintan karine, focused. Ichha means wishes. Manavanchit means as per our mind. And te phala pai means will attain that fruit.
One who does chintan, which means to repeatedly think about Paramguru and does his bhajan, will surely obtain whatever he is deprived of and wishes to have. Meaning, Paramguru will take care of our ichha as long as they are in our benefit. Paramguru to sajan che. He knows exactly what we need and when we need it. He will always take care of his bhaktos in their goals and ambitions.
We just have to remember to stay humble. So many times, when we are successful, we begin to think, oh, look what I did, or look what I can do. I did this, or I did that. We have to remember that we have everything because of Paramguru and his krupa.
He is the reason we are able to achieve such accomplishments.
Such an important point. Okay, singers, next two verses.
वचन गुरु को कबू न बलोपे तेनो महिमा जग मा बहु ओपे
विरोधी वचन बोले गुरु आगे अनाहुत पाप आवी सब पागे
ओके वर्स 72 वचन गुरु को कबू न बलोपे तेनो महिमा जग मा बहु ओपे वचन गुरु को मीन्स परम गुरु स्पीच परम गुरु प्रॉमिस कबू नव लोपे मीन्स नेवर एवर वायोलेट्स तेनो महिमा मीन्स इट्स ग्लोरी द ग्लोरी ऑफ गुरु स्पीच परम गुरु स्पीच जग मा मीन्स इन द वर्ल्ड एंड बहु ओपे मीन्स प्रेज्ड अ लॉट बिकम फेमस
Here, we're actually acknowledging Param Guru's bhaktos. Bhaktos who obey Param Guru's vachan and agna will also be praised. We just have to look at bhaktos like Sri Narayan Das Ji Maharaj, Acharit Ba, or Mahantapasvi Raghuram Maharaj. Over 100 years later, and we're all still referring to them for example of what a bhakt should be like. Their glory is praised too.
Which is what we are saying here. Param Guru is so great that even his bhaktos become glorious. Okay, so verse 73. Virodhi vachana bole guru age. Anahuta papa avi sabha page. Virodhi vachana. Opposing or against guru's promise, guru's vachan. Bole means to speak. Guru age, in front of a guru, in front of Param Guru. Anahut means uninvited. Pap means sins. Avi means comes. Sub means all. Page means resides.
And on the other side, those individuals who go against Param Guru's vachan will be living in all kinds of different sinful manners. Their lives will be impure because they will be committing negative karam.
Well, that makes sense because Param Guru's vachan teaches how to live a life full of sat karma, meaning good and pure actions. Speaking the truth, living by a moral code, helping others, showing empathy and sympathy to our fellow ancha, and so on. All of this karma keep us on a straight line path towards Param Guru. However, if we don't follow Param Guru's vachan, we might be doing so much negative karma simply out of ignorance or disconnection.
And that is why it is so important to stay connected, Kaival Youth. Okay, singers, next two verses, please.
लोपे मूर जद गुरु निज शिष तेने शिर स्वामी नहीं आन ईशा
इने कोई दुख दी महाभारी छोड़ावे तेने को न दया दल धारी
ओके नाउ वर्स 74 लोपे मूर जाद गुरु निज शिष तेने शिर स्वामी नहीं अन ईश लोपे मीन्स वायोलेट्स मूर जाद मीन्स डिसिप्लिन Guru Nije Shisha means the devotees of Param Guru. Tene Shira means on their head. Swami Nahi means no Guru. An Isha means without the sympathy of Kaival Karta.
Okay, so going back to the previous verse, Kaival Karta does not sympathize with one that violates the boundaries or Agnya set by Param Guru. A devotee that does not have a guru's oversight cannot be helped despite Kirtha's presence. So, Param Guru is our ultimate vehicle. If we do not follow his vachan, no one can help us.
Right. Think about it this way. We want freshly baked vegan donuts. Ooh, sounds good. We know how delicious they are and how much we would enjoy them. However, until we don't get into our car or call an Uber or taxi or something, we cannot get from our house to the vegan donut shop. We need a vehicle to take us there. The safest vehicle would be our own car because it's in our control with respect to timing and safety.
So in this same way, we must follow Param Guru's vachan because it is the most efficient path towards karta. Okay, so verse 75. Ene koi dukh de mahabhari, chhodave tene kon dayadal dhari. Ene means him or her. Koi means someone. Dukh de means gives sorrow. Mahabhari means terrible. Chhodave tene means help or liberates him or her. Kon means who. Daya means sympathetic. And daladhari means within their hearts.
So who will help an ansh who is misguided and who hasn't followed this straight line path that we have discussed previously? Who is the giver of such sympathy? Who will free the bonded and lost ansh? This ansh is going to face a great amount of sorrow by ignoring Param Guru's vachan. Okay, singers, I think we are ready for our next two verses.
Kare Guru Ninda Sune Dei Kana Nicha Pad Vipayate Na Koi Mana.
गुरु संगति विचड़े जन जेह गए धरा बोड़ आवे नहीं जेह.
Verse 76. करे गुरु निंदा सुने देई कान नीच पदवी पाय दे न कोई मान. करे means does. गुरु निंदा means to insult guru, to speak negatively of. Sune means listens. Dei kana means to give one's ear, and this actually means to listen attentively. Nicha padavi means lowest grade, lowest position. Paya means attains or gets. De na koi mana means no one will respect.
So, to continue our discussion of going against Param Guru's vachan, here we are addressing one of the bigger sins. I believe we have learned about this several times previously. Listening to and engaging in disrespectful ninda or gossip about their guru is one of the lowest karmas a person can commit.
These individuals who can stand to listen to such negativity are not good devotees. Not only will that person who is disrespecting Param Guru face great miseries, the person who listens to someone disrespecting Param Guru also faces the same consequences.
So, are we referring to Param Guru specifically or all gurus?
Here we are referring to Param Guru, because this Guru Mahima is completely devoted to Param Guru. However, Achrutbha has given us a detailed explanation about how we should never do ninda of any Guru or Sant. That is a huge sin. By committing such negative karma, we continue to go in such a downward direction. And as we see in verse 77, Guru Sangathi Vichhade Jana Jeha गए धरा बोड़ा आवे नहीं छेह. Guru Sangathi means the company or association of Guru. Vichhade means separates. Jana jeh means the person. Gaye dhara boda means losing peace and bliss, downfall of or undoing. Ave nahi means does not come, and cheh means the end.
So a devotee who gets separated from their guru's sangha or association does not attain any peace or bliss. They will experience a crashing downfall till the end of time, in which they will continue to suffer in the vicious cycles of birth and death.
Ultimately, just stay in Param Guru's Sharan. If we drift away, we will be like a small little boat floating in the middle of nowhere in this vast ocean of a universe, which is filled with so much turmoil and violence.
Exactly. Nice. I like it. Okay, singers, next, please.
Phare nagaro ho kampe krapadhari lage bhara sesha sahana apari.
Tenu mukha dithe lage bahu dosha hari guru santa kare tino rosha.
Okay, verse 78. Phare nagaro bhukampe krapadhari lage bhara shesha sahana apari. Phare means roams. Nagaro means a person without a guru. Bhukampe means the earth shakes and trembles. Krapa means sins. Dhari means to bear. Lage means feels or experiences. Bhar means full weight. Shesha is Sheshnag, the king of the serpents. Sahana means cannot tolerate, cannot endure. And Apari means limitless.
A person without the guidance of a guru begins to commit such negative sins and becomes truly misguided and ultimately starts behaving in wretched ways and generating so much negative energy.
When all this negative energy combines and comes together, it can even cause the earth to shake and tremble so much that even Sheshnag, who is the deity that bears the weight of this earth, cannot tolerate it.
Right. We have discussed this concept several times before. But our Garam generates energy. Sat Garam generates positive energy, and bad Garam generates negative energy. These energies impact us and those around us. They set the tone for so much. It is important we continue to work towards positive Garam. Okay, so for verse 79. Tenu mukha dite lage bahu dosha. Hari guru santa kare tinu rosha. Tenu means there. Mukh means face. Dite means the sight of. Lage means get. Bahu means a lot. Dosha means tainted or flawed, faults. Hari is referring to Kaivalkarta here. Guru is referring to Param Guru. Santa is all the saints. Kare tinu rosha means are angered at.
Sri Narandashi Maharaj is saying that it is sinful to even look at the face of such a person mentioned in the above verses, one who is devoid of guru, one who leaves the company of his or her guru, and one who is deceitful. Kaivalkarta, Param Guru, and even the Jnani saints are angered and turn away from the person.
Right. You see, if a person does not want to help themselves, no one can force them. It's like you can take a horse to the water, but you cannot make that horse drink that water. Similarly, we cannot make anyone do anything. And if someone actively ignores Guru's Agnya, then that person is truly going in a very reckless direction.
Param Guru is always here for us, but we have to take steps towards him to experience his Krupa. If we stay away or ignore his Vachan, how will we experience his Krupa?
Exactly right. And I think we're at the final two verses of this particular section. Singers?
Mahakrapa kari deve jamatrasha chodave tene kona thaya nirasha.
Tini सांख्य सम्मत जो वो पुराने पूछो सत शास्त्र निगमन राने।
ओके वर्स 80 महाकृप करी देवे जम त्रास छोड़ावे तेने कौन थाय निराश। महा मीन्स ग्रेट, कृप मीन्स एंगर, करी मीन्स डज, देवे मीन्स गिव्स, जम इज यमराज किंग ऑफ डेथ, त्रास मीन्स टिरनाइज, छोड़ावे means frees, liberates. Tene means them. Kona means who. Thaya means become. And nirash means hopeless.
To further our previous points of these misguided individuals who are leaving their guru's vachan, the sins of a wretched person who does guru ninda and who leaves the association of their guru are such that even the Yamraj tyrannizes them greatly, meaning they experience a great level of despair.
Ultimately, no one can help these Onsho. They are lost, which is why in this next verse, verse 81, Sri Narandashi Maharaj says, Teni sakhya sanmata juvo purane, pucho sata shastra nigama narane. Teni means there, referring to these negative people mentioned above. Sakhya means testimonies or testimonials. Sanmata means to validate, to be in agreement with. Juvo means sees. Purane, referring to the Purans, the ancient Hindu religious texts. Pucho means asks. Sata Shastra, the original holy scriptures. Nigam, referring to the Vedas. Narane means to decide.
If we want to understand some true examples of these types of people who are pitiful and suffering, we need to look no further than the Purans, the Vedas, and the original holy scriptures. Each of these pieces of work have examples of such individuals who did Guru Ninda, left their Guru's Sharan, and committed many sins.
And remember, these examples are of people who left gurus, who were humans. We are talking about Param Guru in this Guru Mahima. If there are consequences for ignoring a human guru, can we imagine what the consequences would be for ignoring a Guru Maharaj like Param Guru? We have been blessed with this divine and truly powerful guru who is the Data of all the Sukh. How can we possibly ignore his vachan and commit negative karma?
We can't. We must stay on the path. We must follow our Param Guru's vachan and stay with him. There are no exceptions.
Exactly. Okay, KY, I think this is a good place to hit the pause button for this episode. We will pick up with verse 82 next time.
I agree. Nilay and Vishwa, it was a pleasure having you two on this episode. Thank you for helping us translate these verses today.
I loved being here with y'all. Thank you for having us on this episode. See you next time, KY.
Yes. Bobby and Radhi, thank you for having us on this episode. I feel so fresh after doing this satsang. I think I might get back to coding. Satkeel Saib Kevil Youth.
This work is copyrighted in 2021 by Kaigo Youth, which is a national subsidiary of Kaigo Gyan Chicago Foundation. Reproduction in any manner is prohibited without the express consent of Kaigo Youth. For more information, visit www.kaigo.org or email satsang@kaigo.org. All rights reserved. Satkeel Saib.